The little Hebrew baby, who had been rescued from the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter, was taken home to be nursed by his own mother. He remained with his parents until he was old enough to leave. His family were Levites. The father was called Amram, the mother Jochebed. They had a daughter about 12 years old, Miriam, a 3-year-old son, Aaron, and this last baby boy who should have been thrown into the Nile at birth, according to the king's command. When Jochebed took her little boy back to court, the child became the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter and was called Moses, a name which means to draw out. "For," said the princess, "I drew him out of the water." Moses was at Pharaoh's court until the age of 40. He was brought up as a member of the royal family and was taught all the knowledge and learning of the Egyptians. Egypt was the most powerful and civilized country of that time. Moses was extremely gifted and became influential. His studies included the art of writing, which was already widespread in eastern countries, so he learnt to read and write not only Egyptian hieroglyphics, but probably also cuneiform Akkadian, and an alphabetic language like the Ugaritic dialect, which was very similar to ancient Hebrew. He was taught art, literature and science, the history of Egypt, law, and how to manage political and state affairs. He grew up amongst people of high rank and lived surrounded by religious rites and court ceremonies. As he was so close to the throne, he was destined to hold high state offices. But God had another plan for his life. Moses did not forget his Hebrew origins, and he believed in the promises made by God to his people. He began to understand that God was calling him to play an important role in favor of the Israelites. God was indeed preparing him for a very great task, that of deliverer and judge of the Hebrew nation. So Moses had at heart the desire to help his brothers, who were ill-treated and enslaved. One day he went out to where his own people were and watched them as they worked. Then he saw an Egyptian beating an Israelite. He glanced around to see if any other Egyptians were there. Seeing no one, he killed the man and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Israelites fighting. He asked one of them, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man answered, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses became afraid and said to himself, "What I did must have become known." He had hoped that no one would find out, and also that his own people would understand that he was there to help them. When Pharaoh heard of this, he decided to kill Moses. Informed of Pharaoh's intentions, Moses fled to the desert to find refuge amongst the Midianites, a semi-nomadic people descended from Abraham by his second wife Keturah. The Midianites lived in the Arabian Peninsula, in a hot, dry desert region lying along the eastern shore of the Gulf of Aqaba. When he got there, Moses sat down by a well to rest. A man called Reuel, also known as Jethro, who was a priest of Midian, lived in this country. He had 7 daughters who tended his sheep. They came to the well where Moses was resting to draw water for their father's flock. As they were filling the troughs, some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses came to their rescue and watered their flock for them. When the girls returned home, their father asked them, "Why have you returned so early today?" They answered, "An Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock." Jethro said to them, "Where is he? Why did you leave him there? Go back and invite him to have something to eat." So the girls went back to get Moses, who stayed and lived with the family. Jethro gave him his daughter Zipporah in marriage. She gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, which means an alien, saying, "I have become a stranger in a foreign land." Later Zipporah had another son, and Moses called him Eleazar, a name meaning "God is my helper." "For," said Moses, "the God of my father helped me when Pharaoh wanted to kill me." Moses became a shepherd and tended his father-in-law's flock. Next episode, Moses and the Burning Bush.